Our cover story this morning, there's a new sheriff in town. Literally, in this case. Hancock County Sheriff Mike Cortez is with us this morning. You actually, last week, got the chance to issue your first road alert, weather alert.
I did.
Pretty exciting stuff right there.
What a way to break a sheriff, a new sheriff in, right?
There you go. I know it is always a challenge, regardless of what job we're talking about, to take over for someone who has held the job as long as Michael Heldman held it.
Right.
What has it been like kind of settling in with this change in command?
You know, Sheriff Heldman did a great job for the sheriff's office, for the community. He built a great foundation for the next person to pick it up and carry it on. Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. We're just going to pick up where he left off and take those foundational pillars that he instilled at the sheriff's office, and we're going to try to build upon those and make things just a little bit better. So at my departure, we could do the same thing for that next person. So we could mm-hmm. continue to provide the best law enforcement services to Hancock County.
So it's a lot more than just redecorating the office.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that. Although my wife has some ideas.
Of course. It was interesting in the, you put out a piece last week where you were talking about, you know, making the job your own and some of the goals. And you set forth some very specific goals and priorities for the year ahead. Including building stronger partnerships with local organizations. Right. I'm assuming that, you know, that work has kind of already begun and probably laying some of the groundwork over the past couple of months since the election.
Correct.
But talk a little bit about what that involves and what you hope to accomplish.
You know, it's all about collaboration. So when you collaborate with other people, with other organizations, you build resources. And so when you encounter an issue, whether it be a community-wide issue or maybe it's an internal issue, you know, I can turn to those people that may have some expertise in those areas and seek out advice and say, you know, how do you guys handle this stuff? Mm-hmm. Or if it's a larger issue, a community-based issue, I want to be sure that I have strong ties and strong relationships with our mental health, with our drug addiction services, with, you know, any organization that could potentially be affected. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at all the community stakeholders to build those relationships with. So if it comes time that we need to address those issues, we're going to have established relationships and we're going to be able to work cohesively together and push our community forward.
You talk about mental health and addiction, two of the hot button issues, not Correct. Just for our community, but really everywhere in Correct. America these days. You also talked about transparency and how that is important. And again, this is another one of those hot button issues really around the country for law enforcement of, you know, all set from police departments, sheriff's offices, and so on, all the way up. The chain. Talk about that transparency issue and what that means to you.
So transparency goes right together with accountability. Mm-hmm. You know, as sheriff, I'm accountable to the people, and I want my people to be accountable not just to their supervisors and to me, mm-hmm. but to the community as well. You know, we're here to not necessarily suppress the people, but to uphold what the people represent. Mm-hmm. And that's our community, and making sure that we're doing things the right way for the right reasons. And if someone has a question, if they want to call into question, I absolutely endorse that. Call into question what we're doing. Let us take a look at it, and we'll be completely transparent about what we did. If we made a mistake and we fell, mm-hmm. you know, my motto has always been, we don't fail, we learn. We come back, we do it better tomorrow. And so that's how we continue to make ourselves better. You know, I don't think any successful person or organization will ever tell you that we never fail, we never made a mistake, mm-hmm. because that's how you become better.
Yeah.
And so that's what that looks like for me. And in part, you know, that's why I have been such a big proponent of the body-worn cameras for our deputies and our corrections officers, that, you know, there's not going to be a question. It's not going to be a he said, she said type, mm-hmm. you know, complaint or incident.
Yeah.
Let's watch the video. Let's see what really happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll sit down with you and we'll explain the why behind the actions that was taken and what authorized us to do that.
Do all of the sheriff's deputies have the body
we do not now? Okay. We do not. So we don't have any body worn cameras or any in-car cameras at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of my big projects.
Big priority.
That I'm hoping by 2027 that we'll be able to do it. And, you know, we're going to be dealing with grants. And mm-hmm. so there's only certain times of the year that those grants come open.
Right.
And certain times of the year that they get awarded. And mm-hmm. so it takes time.
Yeah.
So I just ask for a little patience as we work through this and try to get awarded those grants.
Along with, we mentioned the building those partnerships with local organizations and so on. You also talked about addressing the challenges within the community through those collaborations, through mm-hmm. those partnerships. And one of the main ones that came up during the campaign, and I know in our forum when we discussed the issues, is the growing immigrant population within Findlay and Hancock County. And ask you to talk a little bit about how those partnerships will help you deal with some of the challenges of that reality.
Yes. So, you know, still nothing has changed on that front where, you know, local law enforcement, we don't have the authority to do anything, take any enforcement actions for the illegal immigration into our country.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all with the federal government. Now, yeah. I'm not saying that, you know, nothing at all will be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when those issues arise, you know, I'm willing to sit down and collaborate with those federal agencies to figure out what exactly can we do.
Yeah.
You know, explain to us how we can be a partner with you
mm-hmm.
and how can we help our community.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about those collaborations. It's about working with, you know, the city of Findlay. It's about working with, you know, the homeless. It's about working with all those people that are affected and trying to come up with the best means possible to address this issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people think that we should be able to just, you know, stop somebody and check their credentials. And that's just simply not the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not permitted to do that to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to have a lawful, justified reason to have contact with the people. And, you know, by and through that contact, if that is part of that process, then okay. But we're not going to just randomly stop people and check mm-hmm. to see if they're permitted here or not.
It's been brought up that the vast majority of those who are have relocated to this community are here legally, either on temporary visas or mm-hmm. are American citizens. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't still present some challenges.
Correct. Yeah. And you know, some of those challenges are the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our municipal court has to have a special day, and we just can't pull any interpreter in off the street. They have to actually be approved and vetted by and through the Ohio Supreme Court to be approved to come in and do that. So that's pulling resources there.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got to consider other community resources that are being strained. You know, I know that there have been, you know, some motor vehicle accidents by people that are not licensed and not insured and stuff like that. And so we can address those issues by and through our everyday job. And
with the collaboration.
And with the collaboration, yes.
Real quickly, we only have about 30 seconds or so. Staffing levels where you would like them to be or where you need them to be for the Hancock County Sheriff's Office right now?
Well, we have some people off that's injured, some mm-hmm. Maternity leave. But right now, we're okay. I would like to see at least one other person added to our investigative unit, and I would like to see them do or focus on sexual assaults and domestic violence specifically.
So one of the additional priorities moving forward.
Yes.
Again, new Hancock County Sheriff Mike Cortez with us this morning, talking about making the job his own and the work that lies ahead in the coming year and even beyond.
Yes.
Mike, thanks very much for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.